This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A politically connected hedge fund billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who's already a registered sex offender, now facing charges of sex trafficking underage girls for years. Epstein entering a not guilty plea yesterday in New York and ordered to be held until his next court appearance, as prosecutors say he's a flight risk. President Trump has been photographed with Epstein in the past. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was asked if he knows Jeffrey Epstein.
I can't imagine that I know him. His real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was involved in any way, but he's the one he was really close to. So I can't imagine I ever had much to do with him. I don't recall ever having anything to do with him.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from forcing drug companies to disclose prices in their TV ads, saying Congress would have to do that. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he is done working with the British ambassador to the United States after leaked cables showed that the ambassador called President Trump inept and clumsy. The president tweeting that Ambassador Kim Darroch is not very well liked in the U.S. anyway. He also took aim at Prime Minister Theresa May for what he called a mess with Brexit negotiations. A man's now facing charges in connection to the death of a former member of TV's original Mickey Mouse Club. Records show 36-year-old Daniel James Berta has been arraigned in Oregon's Jackson County Circuit Court on multiple charges, including manslaughter, for the death of Dennis Day. A neighbor says she's not surprised.
We have known or felt in our hearts for a long time that he was the man.
Police had been looking for Day after he disappeared last July, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein indicted on federal sex trafficking charges.
Federal prosecutors in New York want billionaire Jeffrey Epstein to stay behind bars until his trial on sex trafficking charges.
Epstein is charged in a two-count indictment. First, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking, and second, the substantive crime of sex trafficking of underage girls.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman says Epstein is accused of forcing underage girls to perform sex acts on him at his mansion in Manhattan. Epstein is pleading not guilty to the charges. I'm Tim Berg.
A new poll finds it's going to be hard for some Americans to retire.
Nearly one quarter of Americans now say they never plan to retire, according to a poll that suggests a disconnection between individuals' retirement plans and the realities of aging in the workforce. Illness, injury, layoffs, and caregiving responsibilities often force older workers to leave their jobs sooner than they'd like. According to the poll from the Associated Press, 23% of workers, nearly 2 in 10 of those over 50, don't expect to stop working. Roughly another quarter of Americans say they'll continue working beyond their 65th birthday. According to government data, 1 in 5 people 65 and older was working or actively looking for a job in June. For many, money has a lot to do with the decision. Among those that are fully retired, 38% say they felt very or extremely prepared when they retired, while 25% said they felt very or not at all prepared.
That's USA Radio's John Hunt reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. John Guandolo is joining us, president and founder of Understanding the Threat and author of the book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. You can purchase the book at understandingthethreat.com or amazon.com. It's also linked on our website at billmartinezlive.com. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again.
Always good to get caught up on everything that has to do with, counterterrorism. I mean, with your FBI agency background and everything, we really appreciate your wisdom and expertise in coming on the show all the time, John.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm doing the best I can out here.
Well, we just, again, are grateful for all your hard work. Well, to act effectively against Iran, U.S. officials must understand Sharia. I mean, to me, that seems like such an academic statement, but this is something that you see glaring out and is almost like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction the way the U.S. seems to be handling Iran, or might I say mishandling Iran.
Well, I think with any of these major strategic decisions with regards to the Islamic world, if you do not understand Sharia, that means you do not understand, and when I say you, I'm talking about national security decision makers, whether it's the National Security Advisor, whether it's people in the National Security Staff, Secretary of State, others. If you don't understand Sharia and you're dealing with the Muslim world, you simply cannot come up with a coherent strategy. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this from understanding the threats perspective, whether we're briefing military generals or talking to people that have been at the combat level in the AOR in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria. They have come back and said, if we knew, you know, people that go through our programs, for instance, mm-hmm. our three-day trainings or get briefings by us, they said, if we knew this, in other words, if we knew these things about Sharia that you're telling us, we would have, number one, brought more people back alive, and number two, we would have been able to use it against them. We would have been able to understand how they're going to respond to what we're doing. These things matter, not only at the strategic level, but at the operational tactical level as well.
Well, right off the face, John, how do you negotiate with somebody that is not interested in negotiating? I mean, they could tell you they are, but you know by history and evidence that they're really not interested. They're only interested in one thing, and that's what serves them.
Well, that's right. And in Sharia, it says the only time you negotiate or create a treaty is in order to take time to strengthen your own forces to defeat the enemy, because there's an obligation in Islam. As a matter of fact, the entire purpose of Islam is to wage war against the non-Muslim world until Allah's divine law, as they call it, Sharia, is the law of the land. That's the whole purpose. Mm-hmm. So not to understand that, to think that what I just said is just one version of Islam that radical extremists believe in, is the reason why it's 2019 and we lost in Afghanistan, we lost in Iraq, we will not be victorious in Syria, because you cannot create any warfighting strategy, national security strategy, or foreign policy based on a fantasy, based on something that doesn't exist.
Why is it all this time since the Marines were sent in, there in North Africa, to quell the Barbary pirates? What got lost since then when the president read the Quran and said, party's over, I got these guys figured out, send in the Marines? In other words, just, take them out of their misery. And, we get then and now, and here we are trying to somehow negotiate with people that are not interested in negotiating.
I think what needs to be understood, Bill, is that the enemy's strategy is to control the narrative, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
Their strategy, the key to their strategy, is controlling how we understand Islam. And when a Hamas front group like CARE can call the Army War College and say, we're offended you're bringing in a speaker, and the commander, a military commander at the U.S. Army War College will say, well, we're shutting it down because we don't want to send Muslims, that's control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
When I can tell you there's nowhere in the U.S. government that teaches what we're talking about, not at any service academy, any war college, not at the National Defense University, not at any of the Middle East programs where our senior government officials go to, the entire narrative inside the government is there are many versions of Islam, and we have to get good Muslims to help us with the bad Muslims. That's the narrative. That's why we're going to lose if we don't radically change our strategy, because that's the strategy the enemy wants us to have, because it's a losing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to the war right there.
Well, we've gotten out of this black and white, if I might say, this really determined understanding of who the Muslims are, to where we've got into a gray area. They've really influenced us to such a degree that we've abandoned, some hard rules and lessons that we've learned over the years. And now all of a sudden it's this gray area, this kind of nebulous area. Well, as you say, like even in this example about the war college, and we reported on this last week, what happened there, and that here you have these Muslim enclaves nearby and near this town, so they have an inordinate amount of influence. I mean, of all places, in the war college, are you kidding me?
Well, sadly, I'm not kidding you, and sadly, that's the nature of where we are. We're seeing this, all, like you're saying, all over at a number of different levels. We just had the report over the weekend that Hamas, doing business with CARE, made a complaint against officers in the Dallas Police Department because they were Islamophobic, quote-unquote. And in reality, they simply put things out on social media that's true about Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But that's offensive to Muslims. And so what happens? Now you've got 24 officers at the Dallas Police Department under investigation because the leadership is going to take this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Muslim Brotherhood calls civilization jihad by our hands. They're getting the Dallas police chief to do their bidding for them.
Mm-hmm.
This is how this works. And this is going on at police departments, at churches, at chambers of commerce, at school boards all over the country, in state legislators, at the Congress. This is how this works. And now we're seeing it come to fruition, as we've been talking about now for, well, since I was in the FBI, since 2002 and 2003, but certainly since 2005, in a much more public way, and this is where we are.
Well, certainly, and, you and I have been talking about this for years as well.
Talk about how you deal with Iran.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, and of course, you've got inordinate sympathy by the mainstream media, and you said elected officials, no doubt.
Absolutely. There are a lot of elected officials involved in all this.
Well, I want to get deeper into that when we come back. We've got more from John Guandolo. You know, America, this is really, you know, everything that would tell you today is that, you know, the influence of CARE and the mainstream media is telling us that we should lighten up, that we shouldn't be so harsh against these obvious signs. Stay
tuned. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the tippets. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what is wrong with our culture right now? It's as if we've abandoned critical thought. You know, you can't ask any questions because you're going to offend anybody. It doesn't matter whether it has to do with our flag, you know, foreign policy, how we deal with the mullahs and how we deal with Iran. I mean, everybody knew. I think going into, I say everybody, but, you know, John Kerry and Barack Obama would want us to believe differently that somehow Iran, on one hand, they said, well, Iran's never going to get a nuclear bomb. Oh, really? I mean, I don't know whoever, John Guandolo, I don't know who really believed that the deal that was struck up by John Kerry and Barack Obama, which wasn't approved by Congress, this was something they did on their own, that somehow that Iran was not going to have access to a nuclear bomb.
Right. Obviously, when you have a Secretary of State, and now he's the former Secretary of State and the President of the United States, who's now the former President of the United States, giving Iran every possible ability to get the nuclear bomb, including over $150 billion in cash
right
on pallets in a late-night flight to Iran. In violation, by the way, of U.S. law that Mr. Obama has never been indicted for yet. This is sedition, it's treason, it's material support. And so, of course, you have to look, if you look at this objectively, I believe there's no way to look at this and not see the intentionality in this entire thing by Mr. Obama and Mr. Kerry to aid Iran in getting what they're actually trying to get, which is nuclear weapons.
Well, what were they trying to do? You say intentionality here. Yes, get. I mean, they all of a sudden they want Iran to be the center of the Middle East now?
Well, I mean, if you just look at how the administration, Mr. Obama's administration, directly helped Muslim Brotherhood leaders in the world, mm-hmm. helped the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, helped the Muslim Brotherhood in a number of ways. I mean, they were having Muslim Brotherhood leaders come into the White House from overseas.
Exactly.
Talk about how to help them. On the one side, right? On the one side. Helping Iran on the other side. Helping the Marxist movement in the United States as well. I mean, this, there is direct support by the Obama administration of these movements which are hostile to the United States. I mean, that's just what the evidence demonstrates, and that's the evidence is on the table that there was an intentionality to help hostile movements against the United States.
Mm-hmm. Connect the dots here for us, John. I mean, Iran, you know, we have Hezbollah, we have all these terrorist organizations that are operating that would, for all intents and purposes, appear that Barack Obama was supporting them, aiding and abetting them. And then you have the Marxists coming in. Was at the very heart of his intention, the way the evidence would look like for you as a former FBI terrorism expert, does this seem that that Barack Obama, in terms of his own intention, was, you know, he said fundamentally transform America. I mean, that's a serious sentence, because I kept asking when he made that statement, transform to what? But then you saw all these other things, you know, the oversensitivity and support of Islam and Muslims and terrorist organizations and also Marxist organizations. And you're wondering, okay, well, is he trying to just blow the whole American idea up in one fell swoop? Was that his, was that his end game?
In short, the answer is yes, that is. There's
wow.
no doubt from in our work that we do that Mr. Obama is the leading entity, the leading individual in the Marxist movement here in the United States. He's driving the train. So when people talk about deep state, it's not a deep state, it's a counter state. It's a Marxist counter state. That's a term of art in warfare. This is political warfare and not political warfare in terms of Democrats, Republicans. Political warfare in terms of a real war fighting doctrine, and it's doctrine that most people, the vast majority of people in the Pentagon, we don't study well. America is not good at asymmetric warfare, political warfare. There are little pockets inside that are, but this is what we're talking about. So this is not something that is easy to do and easy to lay out in merely a few minutes, but I will say this. You have direct support by Mr. Obama when he was president to Marxist organizations, directly, publicly using his office to support organizations like Black Lives Matter, Marxist organization. You've got Antifa working directly with jihadi organizations, including Al-Qaeda and ISIS, overseas in trying to obtain weapons for Antifa groups here in the United States, specifically in California. The FBI covered those meetings in Germany. We've got the evidence that they're working together, not only militarily, but also ideologically. So when we see anti-war protests, when we see things like Antifa in Charlottesville, when you see things like Antifa on the ground, even in Europe, they're working with jihadi organizations at the ground level, both nationally and internationally. So this is not something that's speculation. We have the information. It's very clear. And this is an incredibly well-coordinated, well-organized, and very well-funded movement, the Marxist movement, that's working directly with the Islamic movement here, which is massive.
John, and what we've been trying to explain to our audience is that, you know, whether you want to call it a deep state, counter state, shadow government, or whatever, that this has all been orchestrated, and that this runs so deep, and it's so... It is so pervasive that people can't even begin to get their brains around it, because they cannot consider, much less a president, a former president or then president of the United States, would be so diabolical in the destruction of the America idea. Craig Huey has just written a book called The Deep State, 15 Surprising Dangers You Should Know. And when he was on with me last week, he said, Bill, he says, Barack Obama, before the closing of his administration, infiltrated the government with thousands of operatives. They are so deeply entrenched in the bureaucracy that Donald Trump, he wouldn't even have enough administrative cycles in order to clear it out. And these are like mini Manchurian candidates that have been infiltrated in our government. Do you have any evidence or understanding of that taking place in our government?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you look at the people that were positioned, I was working with some former senior government officials, and the only way to even begin dealing with this is getting the inspector generals, which could have happened at the beginning of the Trump administration, to say, identify those people in your component of the government who were appointed or put into position by Mr. Obama, and we're going to remove them. And that those are the kinds of things Mr. Trump needs to be doing that still haven't been done. But yes, I can't put a number on it, but we absolutely know, as a matter of fact, that he was putting people in. Look, let me say this. We, understanding the threat, my organization was instrumental in getting a guy removed who was one of two people vetting national security positions for the Trump administration, who is portrayed himself as a Christian man, who is a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, a non-Muslim Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer. And we got him removed. But it took a heck of a lot of work, because people couldn't believe that this guy was a bad guy.
Exactly.
He was very well entrenched in the system.
And this is one guy, John, and we're talking how many thousands possibly. I mean, you say you can't put a number on it. And then, of course, as we know, with anything that involves the bureaucracy, to get somebody fired, it's not an easy deal. It's not like corporate America, where you see somebody, either their malfeasance or, you know, their inability to perform a function. I mean, it's almost like this is a job for eternity.
Well, but this demonstrates that the president has got to take very aggressive action. And that's
well, John, we're out of time, and we look forward to having you back, as this conversation has to continue. John Guandolo. Thank you, John.
This message is brought to you by Woot.com, an Amazon company. Holy crap! Woot.com is turning 15. That's right. The site that brings you ridiculously good deals on stuff you need and stuff you didn't know you needed is celebrating their 15th birthday with a week of amazing deals and shenanigans. Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, offers deep discounts on electronics, computers, home, tools, sporting goods, and even unique made-to-order t-shirts. Ken Stewart, CEO.
In honor of our 15th birthday, Woot is offering deals the entire week. But the big celebration is on Friday, July 12th with an epic 15-hour Woot off with deals every 30 minutes plus 15,000 of our famous bags of crap that offer a random collection of stuff for just $10.
And Wooters with Amazon Prime get free shipping by connecting their Amazon account to their Woot account. Visit Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com, or download the Woot app for your best chance to score the best deals ever.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A politically connected hedge fund billionaire, Jeffrey Epstein, who's already a registered sex offender, now facing charges of sex trafficking underage girls for years. Epstein entering a not guilty plea yesterday in New York and ordered to be held until his next court appearance, as prosecutors say he's a flight risk. President Trump has been photographed with Epstein in the past. Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, was asked if he knows Jeffrey Epstein.
I can't imagine that I know him. His real close friend was Bill Clinton. I mean, he's the one who traveled on planes with him. I'm not saying that Bill Clinton was involved in any way, but he's the one he was really close to. So I can't imagine I ever had much to do with him. I don't recall ever having anything to do with him.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from forcing drug companies to disclose prices in their TV ads, saying Congress would have to do that. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. You know, I kind of get it. People don't like Trump, all right? A good percentage of people. They really just their heads are exploding. But I just want to say, chill for just a moment here, okay? It's not all bad. As it would seem. Okay, he's not as delicate. He's a guy from New York, and if you've been around New York, ever been to New York, you know, you get that New York state of mind. Some may call it an attitude. We're connecting here in just a moment with Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher, and we're matching up our shows live. We're having fun having this time together one more time. I always appreciate being on Jeff's show live, and I know he likes coming on our show live, and so it's a matter of linkage coming up here. But anyway, getting back to the Trump derangement syndrome, is that look at what he's done in taking on the establishment, taking on the things that many in this country, 63 million at least, said, hey, look at, you know, you've got something there, and we think you're the guy that's going to take it on. And you got to give him credit. I mean, he has gone on and gone after all these sacred cows in our government. And we're realizing, though the mainstream media is quick to say, oh, well, you know, Donald Trump, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, the president does know what he's talking about. Do we got Jeff on the line with us? Hey, Jeff, are you there?
I think we're going right now.
Hey, right now. Here we are. Hey, Jeff. Always good to be talking to you, buddy. I was just talking about this, Trump derangement syndrome that is just blowing the heads of all the mainstream media and other pundits,
20-some, now less one, because Eric Swalwell decided...
Oh, what a great loss, Bill. What a great loss.
I know you're heartbroken. You're burning novena candles over it and everything. It's okay. All will be well. The country will continue, and the Democratic Party will continue down that yellow brick road of insanity that they're on right now, being led and championed and, you know, cheered on by Jimmy Carter, who... You know, I don't know what he, where, you know, what's happened to him. I mean, well, he is a 96 and he has been dealing with some sickness, but wow, you know, as a former president, to make the statement that he made about President Trump is, to me, is unconscionable.
Well, I mean, and the president, I think, had a decent relationship with Jimmy Carter. I think he talked to Jimmy Carter about North Korea, and then he talked about some issues. I think he was very cordial to Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter has this Trump derangement syndrome, obviously, and is drinking the Democrat Kool-Aid. And he told folks at the Carter Center, this was at an event he was doing with Walter Mondale, his former vice president, that Donald Trump would not have been elected if not for Russia, and that Russia put Donald Trump in the White House. I mean, it's insanity, Bill. It's absolute insanity. And I think Jimmy Carter knows better. I guess he's just trying to placate his fellow Democrats.
Well, memo to those in America that want to think that Vladimir Putin and the Russians for $150,000 changed one vote in America. Look, I've been in marketing most of my life. Let me tell you, $150,000, you might as well go spit in the wind. Even Barack Obama was smart enough to say that not one vote could be changed. But because of the Trump derangement syndrome, everybody, as you said, people who've been, you know, headlong into the grape juice bobbing for apples much too long, you know, come on, give me a break. Let's get real here. We've got a country to get back on track, a country to save, and let's be about the people's business.
Bill, I have to give him credit. It's sort of an ingenious, evil plot that they've really uncovered to try to take down the Trump agenda, to go after President Trump, to delegitimize the election. I mean, it's not based on reality, not based on the facts. It's not true. But they have used it effectively to really thwart the president at so many different levels. They really have.
Well, the voters need to understand, look, they've been doing this at the people's expense. Our government costs us more than $3 trillion a year, Jeff, and look what we're doing. In spite of that, you know, this knucklehead president, he doesn't know that he didn't get the memo from Barack Obama, said the GDP could only be, you know, you'd be lucky to get 2%. You know, he didn't get that memo, so what is he doing? He's messing up the whole apple cart because he's got 3.2%. Unemployment, all-time low. I mean, you know, Biden, the Biden-Obama regime is trying to take credit for this, and it's like, you know, you hear their economists, you know, work through this pretzel logic to try to claim some sort of credit for it. I mean, on one hand, they're offended by it. On the next hand, they're taking credit for it. So what is it? Is it an offense, or is it something worthy of, you know, some sort of accolade here?
Well, you know, he did accomplish something that Barack Obama never did, and that was more than 3% GDP growth in a quarter. Mm-hmm. And the president accomplished that, and I think it just goes to show you how his policies are working,
right,
as you point out, with unemployment and economic growth. And what I'm hoping is that the African-American community, Hispanics, and all those that are being helped by this economy will start looking at President Trump as a potential recipient of their vote in the next election, and then he'll do better with minorities in 2020.
Well, just like the women, Jeff, what you're going to find is that people have already made that decision. They're just not going to talk about it because everybody, I mean, not everybody, but you get into certain circles and people don't want to do this. I mean, they you know, they don't want to wear a MAGA hat. They don't want to offend people. I mean, I thought it was interesting over, you know, the holiday weekend, you know, the 4th of July party of the Capitol Fourth. I didn't see one MAGA hat at that gathering. And I thought that was interesting, only from the standpoint that, okay, did they rig this? Did the producer say, look, hey, you're going to sit here, you're going to be in positions of, you know, the POV of the cameras, and put that MAGA hat down, and we're going to give you, you know, a generic hat or something, or just don't wear the hat at all?
You know, I know a lot of people have told me that they feel uncomfortable wearing it because they don't want to be targeted, and that's sad. I mean, people are not able to express their political views because they're worried about what people are going to do to them. I mean, they look at all this violence that is going on.
Right.
I mean, these Antifa thugs that are out there beating up journalists and the hatred that you have from the left. So I think a lot of people would love to wear it but feel intimidated and don't.
one of my best friends in Southern California, in San Clemente, California, he told me, he said, Bill, I'd love to put a Trump bumper sticker on my car. He says, but I want it keyed. You know, people that have Trump bumper stickers, their cars are getting keyed. They figure, okay, fine, you know, I'm just not going to, you know, because there's enough knuckleheads out there that are willing to do damage and they could care less, whether it's, you know, beating up a conservative journalist to, you know, this incivility that's taken place. Again, people of courage need to stand up and say, enough of this crap.
Right, and you know what? We did not see that during the Obama years. I didn't see conservatives going out and keying people with Obama bumper stickers or wearing Obama gear. They didn't get any kind of violent attacks. And I think it's coming from this hardcore left that really are turning to more and more violence. So,
well, they're desperate. This is a clear sign of desperation. And hopefully this is their last gasp. And I think that what should happen is we utilize a little bit of marketing jujitsu. And that is, if they're already moving in that direction, just give them a little push. And, you know, I mean, it doesn't take much. Just give them a little push. Let them go ahead and continue on to their road of demise, because their policies, the empirical evidence of the policies they're proposing, right. I mean, it just doesn't work. There's not one country in the history of man that you can say that these policies work, Jeff.
And I'm glad you're pointing that out, because we discussed on my program this morning, Bill, how Finland, the government has collapsed there because of the financial costs of universal health care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you hear from a lot of Democrats. Oh, the Scandinavian countries, they do it right. They're the socialist countries that we want to follow, not Venezuela and Cuba. And now you have a socialist country there in Scandinavia that is collapsing under the weight of this kind of a system that these liberals want to install right here. So the evidence is there, Bill. It doesn't work.
Well, you know, clearly what needs to happen is we need to make sure people take a math class. And certainly a better math class than the one that AOC took, because even as an economist, I mean, it's pretty scary. And I think for Boston College, they might want to say, you know, can we give her a degree from another college? We don't want her proposing, you know, this kind of mathematical ignorance.
Yeah, she's an embarrassment. She's an embarrassment when she opens her mouth and makes comparisons to the concentration camps, when she talks about the economic policies. And I just want to remind everyone, she is the leader of the Democrat Party.
Oh, without a doubt. And the thing is, you know, she does, no question, she has this in common with Donald Trump. She knows the power of the tweet. But the difference is, I've insisted here, Jeff, is that with Trump, the tweets have substance. With hers, there's no substance. She can't follow it up with anything of substantiation to back up her tweet. Well, we've got to break it off. Jeff Carrera, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
I got to tell you, on the heels of a 4th of July Independence Day celebration, you know, if you listen to the mainstream media, they wanted to tell us that patriotism in America was dead. But I got to tell you, at least in the circles I was traveling in, I was in Florida, you know, for the holiday. And I'll tell you, American patriotism abounded. And, you know, kind of surprising that, you know, the mainstream media, the people that are supposed to, you know, support, I would say, the important things of our culture, oh, yes, and like Independence Day as well, they're doing a lot. I mean, it's like they're purposely working against us. I mean, you know, it's not that I want them to be necessarily a propaganda machine, but I don't want them to be a propaganda machine for the negative side either, and that seemed to be the case, that they're more geared that way. I want to bring on, speaking of which, the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao. If you go to BillMartinezLive.com, you can go right there in Sam's Corner, and, you know, she posts every week a great amount of viral videos that will, you know, I think encourage you and make you realize that you're not in this fight alone, that there are many of us like-minded that are fighting for the heart and soul of this country. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. You had a great 4th there on the water and the beach and everything with all the family and everybody.
Oh, yes.
And Mom's special 4th of July, Independence Day, you know, type recipes and everything.
Oh, yes, everything was perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better 4th of July. I got to hang out with my cuddly little nephew and my sister and grandparents and mom. It was perfect.
Okay, so am I missing something here? I mean, you were around a lot of patriotism. You saw it there in North Carolina. You know, here in Florida, I mean, my friends in California, they're telling me, hey, Bill, you know, we're not getting it. We're not seeing what the mainstream media is telling us that we should be seeing, and that is this antipathy towards America. You know, what is, yeah, okay, so you've got Colin Kaepernick, and you've got, you know, Megan Rapinoe, you know, doing their antics and stuff like that. Well, God bless them. Hey, look, it's a free country, and the country's big enough, and we can handle it. You know, we can handle their insensitivity and their free expression, and so it's okay. We're the country still continues to live on, and guess what? It will continue to live on well past Colin Kaepernick and Megan Rapinoe, and meanwhile, there's going to be some fair-minded people that are leading the cause for, you know, justice and mercy and love in this country that will bring us back together. Hopefully we get more voices like that that will speak out and draw us together and unite this country.
Well, I see patriotism everywhere we are, and especially when I pass through my hometown, you know, it's a military town where Camp Lejeune is, and so you're never going to see patriotism like more strong than in towns where people are serving their country and serving in the military. And I've certainly not noticed a lack of patriotism anywhere where I am. They shot off fireworks for multiple days. You know, it started like July 2nd and went through the whole weekend, and people just celebrating and loving this country, and makes my heart happy.
And John Adams said that's what it should be about, that it should be such a celebration of fireworks and, you know, and music and time together with family and picnics and that sort of thing, to celebrate, you know, our freedom, to celebrate the Declaration of Independence. In fact, you know, one of the lead stories you have here is about a teen. This is a teen, ladies and gentlemen. He mows an American flag in his lawn, right?
Oh, this is the most giant. They have to take a picture. The picture that you see is, it looks like it's from a helicopter overhead, in order for you to really appreciate how large this American flag is that this team's mowed into his lawn. So Cameron James, he's 17 years old from Haslett, Texas. He had thought about mowing an American flag before, but he decided this year, in honor of his friend, Army First Class, our private first class, Kevin Christian, who committed suicide earlier this year. He had been in the Boy Scouts with Kevin, and Kevin had been a role model to him, and he just wanted to do something to honor him. So Cameron and his younger brother, who's like 11 years old, he's 11 years old, they decided to mow the lawn. It took them about 4 hours, and you can imagine how hot that 4 hours was in the Texas heat. And, they took a weed whacker and different settings on the lawnmower, and it ended up going viral. The picture is amazing, and, it's quite a tribute to our country and the perfect example of how patriotism is still going strong here.
Yeah, and by the way, he didn't use the Betsy Ross flag. I mean, this is the more traditional flag with the stars and stripes. But the entire front yard, I mean, it is very, very cool.
It is. He did a perfect job. I think it'd be difficult to try to do that without being able to see from overhead.
Exactly.
But he nailed it.
No, he did. It's wonderful. This next story, since we're talking about the Utes, we've got this heroic 20-year-old that rushed back into a fire to save a niece. Tell us about that, Sam.
So Derek Bird, he was at his sister's house when the fire broke out, and he has two nephews and a niece that were there. He helped his sister get the children up on the second floor, and then they came out the window. Well, his 8-year-old niece ended up not coming out. She's screaming. His sister fell off the roof, and he can hear his niece screaming, and he's like, I have to do something. She's screaming my name. I have to go in there and get her.
Wow.
So he runs back in and ends up suffering from second and third degree burns, but he runs back in. He can feel himself burning as he's running towards her, and he takes off his shirt and wraps it around her to keep her from inhaling smoke or getting hurt any worse. And he carries her out, and all of the kids made it out safely. You know, they've all suffered some degree of burning, but they're at the hospital, they're being treated, and it's all
they're alive. They're alive and getting well. Wow, what an awesome story.
He said he would do it again. He said it wasn't even a question. He said, if I had to die, that would have been what happened in order to save my nieces and nephews. For my niece and nephews, it was just, it was really, it's quite an amazing story, and I can't imagine the pain he's suffering right now, but
exactly.
He's such a hero.
Well, he's a first responder, is he not? Well, I'll tell you, some fire department or, you know, some service needs to get a hold of this young man and bring him into their fold, because this is a unique quality that we're seeing in demonstration. And there's, you know, people like this. And sadly, in some sense, is that it is unique. Not everybody is going to run into danger. So this is a unique quality as demonstrated by this young man. Another right. quality that is never ending, and I want people to be reminded of this, and that is love. You've got these newlyweds. They're 100 plus, over 100. It's never, you're never too old to fall in love, right?
That's right. This could be, in my opinion, possibly a Guinness Book of World Records for, you know, the holding, for the oldest to get married. These newlyweds, John and Phyllis Cook, they're from Ohio, and they met in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. And they had both been, you know, they had each lost two of their spouses. You know, he's actually a World War II vet who turned 100 years old.
Yeah, if you live over 100, chances are you're going to lose a spouse or two along the way. I mean, you know,
that's right.
Right? Just saying. Odds are.
You know, their spouses could have lived right on up for a long time, it doesn't say. But Phyllis actually turned 103.
Wow.
She was 3 days shy, or 3 years shy of how old her mother lived to be.
And how young? How young was the groom?
100 years old.
He was out. So she robbed the she cougared him.
She robbed the cradle.
She cougared him. Oh my gosh!
That's
okay.
Right.
Funny.
So they ended up getting married, and they met in the nursing home, and people are just, you know, eating it up. It's just a great story. It's like their relationship blossomed every month, and she said that Phyllis, who is a devout Christian woman, decided it would be best to tie the knot. And
so yeah, you don't want to be sinning at 103. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're heading to the exit. You want to make sure those last years are good years. That's good.
That's
a great story. You know me, Sam. Ever since you know me, you know how much I love Christmas. I mean, I listen to Christmas music even in February and March. The kids go nuts. You know, they go, it's not, what are you doing? I go, hey, look, it's my car. And this is the kind of music that comes up, you know, from time to time. So, because I just love Christmas all the time. I think that we just don't celebrate it long enough, and it's I'm firmly believe that Christmas is something you carry in your heart, you know, 12 months a year. And here are the story that you have about this terminally ill woman. She requests early Christmas cards. This is a woman after my own heart. I mean, I love her spirit, and what a great request, huh?
That's right. So Teresa Power, she's 92, and she's been diagnosed with terminal illness. She's been in care for a while, but this is actually in Canada, in St. Mary's Bay, Canada. And to distract her from her situation, her son Henry has asked for Christmas cards. You know, he said that he doesn't think she's going to make it to Christmas this year. This is obviously a special time for her. And, you know, she's already been receiving cards from all around the world. And what so today, over 100 cards, like, you know, on July 5th, over 100 cards came. Some from as far away as Scotland.
Wow.
And the messages are so sincere. And, you know, I always love when people take the time. You know, you think about when people see these and you see the address and the opportunity, how many people go down to the store and then they write this message and, you know, send this letter to across the world. You know, they get the postage and do it. And I just think about the thoughtfulness that's within all these different people. And it makes me tear up.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's really
it's
great.
This is so precious when you have things like that. And, you know, we've heard, you know, some rough news about, you know, things that have been happening at Starbucks. There was a deal where the other day a guy jumps out the service window of a fast food store and, you know, saves a baby that's choking and helps a mother. And now you got a Five Guys manager photograph helping a wheelchair bound man eat. He gave the order for free. I mean, you know, these are random acts of kindness that are happening every day that, you know, this is the plus side of social media platform. And it's also very much the plus side of having Samantha Mao with us every week to remind us of these great acts of kindness. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Have a great day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill.
That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you.